In Parshas Noach, that we don't always pay such close attention to, but in light of the sugyas that we've been learning, it's probably very interesting for us to take a closer look. After the Mabul, Hashem tells Noach to go out of the Teva. Noach offers a carbon. Hashem makes a shvua not to bring another Mabul. And then Hashem speaks to Noach in Perek Tes and says a couple of things. First of all, Pru Avu Melus Haaretz. Now, the next couple of psukim seem to be reiterating aspects of the Issur Ritzicha, Shvichas Damim. And the idea being that after what happened with the Mabul, so Hashem needs to validate the sense of human life and how important it is to recognize that you're not allowed to take another life. And there's one particular pasuk that's very hard to decipher. We'll try to look at some of the mefarshim on the pasuk and see where it takes us. So look at pasuk hey. Perek Tes pasuk hey. Va'ach evdimchem l'nafshoseichem ed rosh, miyad kol chaya ed vishenu, u'miyad ha'adam, miyad ish achiv ed rosh es nefesh ha'adam. This pasuk is not a simple pasuk. The next pasuk emphasizes more easier to hear the pasuk and understand it, what it's saying. Shofech dam ha'adam, badam damo ishofech, ki b'tzel mokim arsa sa'adam. And again, batem puravu shoots the bar tzivuva. The next, the pasuk talks about how a person who murders shall pay a price and he'll be murdered. Meaning by Beis Din, killed by Beis Din. That's ba'adam damo ishofech. But what is this pasuk? This pasuk introduces chaya together with people. What exactly is being said here? Phrase by phrase. Let's look. Va'ach evdimchem l'nafshoseichem edrosh. What does that mean? What is the iser of ach evdimchem l'nafshoseichem edrosh? I will seek out dimchem l'nafshoseichem. That's the first part. Then, miyad kol chaya edreshenu. I'm going to seek it out from the miyad kol chaya, every living creature. What does that mean? Then, umiyad ha'adam. Miyad ish achiv, from the hand of a person, each person their brother, edros is nefesh adam. Not a medrash priya, but it's not a medrash, it's a pasuk. What is the pasuk? What's the pasuk saying? What does it mean? Let's start with Rashi. Rashi says, you have it right? Says Rashi, first part of the pasuk, ach es dimchem, afo pi sheitarti lechem netilas neshama bebehema. Even though Hashem says you can eat animals and you can kill animals for food, as dimchem edros me'ashofich dam atzmo. This is therefore the iser for a person to commit suicide. That's dimchem l'nafshoseichem, for a person to kill himself. L'nafshoseichem af achonik atzmo, api sholiyotzemenu dam. Doesn't matter how it is. It could be without spilling blood. Whatever way a person kills himself is an aveira, and that's what this pasuk is discussing. Okay. Miyad kol chaya Edrishenu. Says Rashi, "Fishachatu dar mabul b'ufkru u'maychol chayos rols lishkot b'hem shenemar mishol b'hem v'nidmu fikach kutzvach la'azalem esach chayos." Rashi's saying what? He's kutzvach la'hazir aleihem esach chayos. Not clear. What is Rashi saying here? There's a bracket. It's not clear what the whole thing is Rashi, but only the last couple words, la'hazir aleihem esach chayos. Miyad kol chaya ed v'shenu. Could be Rashi means, I don't know, I'm not sure, let's leave it for now. To know what others say, but come back to this Rashi possibly. Umiyad ha'adam, miyad ahorig b'meizid v'ein edim ani edrosh. Here we have an example of a person who kills b'meizid without edim. So he has to pay a price, but there's no edim to kill him. So Hashem says, I'm going to seek out vengeance for a person who's a rotseach without Eden. That's case of Miyad Ha'adam. What's Miyad Ish Achiv? Shehu Oyev Lo Ka'ach. Let's say he committed Ritzicha, not the Mezid, because we did it against somebody who he didn't hate. He wasn't so an Elom Mitmo Shosham. Somebody who he loves. Shehu Oyev Lo Ka'ach. V'harak Shogeg. Ani Edrosh. I'll see to it that this person will pay his price of the Onesh of Golus. Im Lo Yigle. If he doesn't have Golus now, the Yivakesh Alavonu Limachel. And he wants to have forgiveness, so either with the Edom right now, he'll go to Galus, Or in ein edim lechayvah galus, who ain't no nichna, and he's not bending on himself to try to find kapara. Kadosh Baruch Hu dorish mimenu. Kimoshe dorishu Rabbi Seinu. This is the gemara that we saw in the Tosus not too long ago. Kim ino liyado. Seches makas. Kadosh Baruch Hu mezamdan upundik echad. That the Ritzach the Nezid, the Ritzach Bishogeg find themselves in the same inn, and the Ritzach the Nezid gets killed by the person who once was a Ritzach Bishogeg, and he does it once again, and now he'll go into ghosts. So that's according to Rashi, the pshat of Miyad Ish Achi. This is Rashi. Before we do the Ramban, let me just mention the Rambam. The Rambam, I read for you in Perek Beis of Hilchos Ritzach. The Ram talks about aspects of Ritzicha. So he says, it's not just a person kills directly with his own hands, but he says, Hasocher Horeg La'arog, if you have a hit squad and you hire someone to kill someone else, or Shoshoch Avada Virgo, he sends someone else. Kafas Chavero V'hinichol Lufneho Ari, ties up someone and he puts him in front of the lion. The Kayotze Bo V'argasu Achai, and the wild animal eats him up. V'chin Horeg Esatzmo, and the person kills himself. Ko Echad Me'egu Shovich Damimhu V'avon Hariga B'yado V'chayev Misa L'shamayim. Each of these cases is considered to be a rotzeach of some kind, and it's not ritzicha bidei adam in cases like this, because he didn't directly do it with his own hands. He threw the person to the lions, he hired somebody to go and kill somebody, or if he took his own life, the ein ba'em misas based it. Uminayin shekeinu adin. How do I know this halacha? We can have a rotzeach that's chayiv misa bidei shamayim, even though he's not chayiv bidinei adam. Sheharehu Omer, Shofech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam Damo Yushofech. Zehorig Ba'atzmo Shaloi Deshliach. That's the Pasuk that follows. That's Pasuk Vav. That's a straightforward Ritzeach that gets killed by Mises Bezdin. But what about the Pasuk Hey, our Pasuk? Esdimchem Menafsho Sechem Edrosh. Zehorig Atzmo. That's like the Rashi we saw. That person kills himself. Miyad Kolchaya Edreshenu. What's that middle part of the Pasuk? Miyad Kolchaya Edreshenu. Says the Rambam, Zeha Moser Chavero Lefnei Chaya Letorfo. He hands over his friend to a wild animal, to a beast, to devour him. That's Miyad Kochai Veshenu. If you kill your fellow Jew by throwing them to the lions, that's Misa Bidei Shemayim for you. Miyad Ha'adam, Miyad Ish Achiv, Edrosh Es Nefesh Ha'adam, Zeha Socher Acherim Laroges Chavero. That if you hire the mafia to kill somebody, that's Miyad, that's the middle part of the passage. Miyad Ha'adam, Miyad Ish Achiv. And all of them have Lashon Derisha, Haredinam, Maser L'Shamayim. So according to the Rambam, this entire Pasuk is dealing with Ritzicha that's Chayev B'dinei Shamayim. The person doesn't kill with his own hands, but he hires someone else to carry out the dirty work, or the animal to carry out the dirty work. All this is Edrosh, that a person is Chayev Misa B'dinei Shamayim for doing such a Ritzicha. That's Pshat in the Pasuk according to the Rambam, Herek Beis, Hilchos Ritzich. Let's go now to the Ramban. The Ramban says a couple of things, but one of them in particular is interesting. He says, Dimcha Menafsho Seichem, he talks about, what do you mean, Dimcha Menafsho Seichem? For the Ramban, this is regular Ritzicha. Dimcha Menafsho Seichem, it means the same thing. Dimcha, which is Menafsho Seichem, maybe it means Bin Menafsho Seichem, it means the same thing. It's the question of how to attach it in the words. Or dim dam shahuga nefesh. Basically, a few lines into the Ramban, v'remez ki al shofich ha nefesh u'mechayiv misa lo adam ha'ivarim. If a person causes another person to bleed, that's not a chiyuv misa. It's not a capital crime. If a person kills another person, that's a capital crime. But the Ramban, it's not about suicide, it's about murder. That's the first part of the pasuk. And he brings Chazal after that. Chazal say, horiges atzmo. What about the middle part of the pasuk? Miyad kol chaya edreshen. Says the Ramban, what does it mean, Miyad Kochai Veshen? Tamani, imadrisha kimashma, it sounds like Miyad Achaya Lios Onesh Bedavar. If an animal kills, Hashem will seek vengeance to kill, to get back at that animal, what it deserves. Ve'en b'chaya dasta teyonesh, or tekabu schar. How could it be, Miyad Kochai Veshen, that Hashem is going to punish the animal for committing a crime of killing? That's pshat. Maybe if the animal kills a human being, there's a cheshbin of ashkacha pratis, if you will, of din dalet misas, if you will, for that animal to be punished for having killed a person. That's what the Ramban is suggesting. That It's a gzeras melech that if a chaya kills a person, that chaya is subjected to some gzeram in Hashemayim to be put to death. The zetam sakli sakli ashor v'echlis b'sor. That's why b'dini adam as well we find such a thing. If a shor kills a person, what's the halacha? The shor has to be put to death. So the einenu hanish is ba'al b'mamon. It's not just because the person who owns the shor is going to lose out on the money of the shor. Ki afilu shor midbar, one man d'amar holds, afilu shor midbar chayav misa, even though there's no owner. V'tziva kin b'vnei noach ki b'yisrael. According to Ramban, a chidush, in dine b'nei noach, that a shor shaharak es ha'adam b'dine b'nei noach is put to death. But not just put to death b'dine adam. If let's say there's no system to put the shor to death b'dine adam, what's Hashem going to make sure is going to happen to that shor that killed a person? That shor will be put to death somehow b'dine shamayim. The run is another pshat we don't have time to get into, which is also quite interesting in the... 1 second. Wait, I have one more pshat. Then the last pshat we have to leave for another time. That's one pshat. Miyad kol chayi b'shem, the chayi has to pay a price for what it did. V'yitache, another way. Sheyatam miyad kol chayi, shetia hanekama b'shofich hadam miyad kol chayi. A person kills, and there aren't eidim or asra to put the person to death. What's going to happen to the rotseach? Hashem will see to it that a wild animal will tear him apart. That's how he touches miyad kol chaya. Ki eshlach b'rotseach kol chaya sa'aret v'eshlach bo gam ha'adam. V'lo yinatzel miyadam. So, in fact, the Paris Yosef brings a kasha from the Sefer Liv Yaschein on this Ramban. L'chor, this sounds like a din of din dalamisis. Hashem says a rotseach killed, and you couldn't put him to death, so I'll put him to death. How? A lion will eat him. In fact, the Liv Yaschein, the Paris Yosef, the Gemara in Ksuvis and Daf Lamed says that if a person is committing a crime of Ritzicha, what should be the Dine Adam of the Onesh? Herek. What should happen? No. It should be given to the Malchus to cut his head off. How could the Pasuk say that the Onesh will be that I'll sick him on him the, a lion or a chayim? That doesn't stim. That's not the Onesh of Herek. That's the Onesh of the equivalent of Skila. That's the Kash. So it sounds something very, very fascinating. So Kash today doesn't answer. There is a medrash, Parshas Noach, that says the following. A drasha. After he mentions a couple of things, he says like the Rambam. Miat kol chayim means hamosis chaber l'chayil l'hargo, like the Rambam. That's the mokra for the Rambam. Dover achir. Miat kol chayim v'shenu elu dalid malchios. Dalid malchios. The four empires. Miat ha'adam, miat ish achiv, ze esav. The sif ha'tzirena miat achim, miat esav. What's going on in this medrash? There's a sefer by the author of sefer called Divrei Yosef. He wrote a sefer to us, Ha'aretz, of Yosef Schwartz, who was in Yerushalayim in the last century. It's a very well-known sefer in terms of Gevulas Ha'aretz, but he wrote Ha'aretz on Medrash. I came across this in Yerushalayim. He has a comment on Medrash Rabba Pashas Noach on the Medrash that we just read. He says, what's Pshat in this Medrash? It's a Maimer Sassim. He says, the Ramban writes on this Pasuk, Miyad Kol Chayed Vishenu, that a person is a Rotseach and doesn't get killed by Dine Adam, then he's going to get, I'm going to make sure that Chai eats him up. So he asks the same kasha that the Paris Yosef asks. What do you mean? The Gemara says that a person who's a Rotseach, the punishment is Hereg, he should be given to the Malchus. So he says, that was the kasha of the Baal HaMedrash. How can he say, Miyad Kol Chai Ed Vishenu, he's a Rotseach, Rotseach should have Misas Hereg, not Misas Skila. If the Chai eats him up, that's an Onesh of Skila. So the Medrash therefore says that it means something else. The chaya doesn't mean literally a chaya. The chaya means dalid malchios, meaning the empires that are ruling the world. If someone is going to squeal to them, they're going to take the person and put him to death by their system of, like it says in our Gemara, what's the system? That's Herek. That's what they do. Miyadish achi doesn't mean literally. What does it mean? Esav. Esav is an ish cheref al charbe chatichya. So again, the punishment is exactly what the Misa would have been, were to be din of the Dalet Misas. So that's why he says the Medrash actually says what it says. Because he had this kasha, that otherwise it doesn't stim with the rule of din Dalet Misas Lobatu. But in some way, this pasuk is very much an echo of the Gemara that we've been doing. And according to the first pshat of Ramban, you also see there's some element of Hashkacha even on Baal Chayim, to the extent that if a Baal Chayim kills a person, Hashem sees to it that Baal Chayim should be put to death because that's Gzeiras Melech, as the Ramban calls it. So you see, it's not a simple matter. Good Shabbat.